pretending to be awake. A delegation from the U.S. Bureau of Prisoners, Bureau of Prisons, that should be. I don't think they're unionized. They're scheduled to tour and inspect the Thompson Correctional Center today as part of that White House proposal to buy the facility and use it to house some terror suspects now detained at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Governor Quinn and Senator Durbin say this is all good for Illinois. The Republican congressman whose district includes the Thompson prison, Don Manzullo, says something much different, doesn't he? Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
How are you today? I'm anxious to hear your side of this because this area we're talking about, your district, and it's about 150 miles west of Chicago, right?
Correct.
Near the Mississippi there. Many places in Illinois hard hit in recent years because of the economy, especially that area. So don't the benefits economically outweigh the possible negatives here?
You never exchange a promise of a job for a national security threat. What we have here is Guantanamo Bay not being closed but being moved to Thompson, Illinois, with up to all the remaining Taliban and Al-Qaeda terrorists. There are 215 of them. They would be moved to Thompson, Illinois, along with all the stigma that's given rise to Gitmo. And that means that international terrorists do not like Gitmo. That's why it's being closed. It's being thought of as Gitmo has always been thought of as a recruiting method for younger terrorists. And we have great concern that the hatred towards Gitmo, which is protected by an ocean, will end up accompanying its move to Thompson, Illinois.
What about the high-risk prisoners that are housed in other U.S. prisons, well, and so far pretty much without incident?
Well, the argument fails because the highest concentration that you may have is 35 to 40. Very small percentage of them are Al-Qaeda. I don't think any of them are Taliban. But you would have the largest concentration of terrorists in the United States, if not in the free world, centered in Thompson, Illinois. The Tribune has already called it the new Gitmo or the North Gitmo. What we are writing to the president and encouraging Senator Durbin and Governor Quinn is to move the federal prison without Gitmo detainees to Thompson, Illinois. That would solve the issue of the high unemployment. But what we are very, very perplexed about is the fact that everybody seems to recognize the fact that this prison in Thompson, a maximum security facility owned by the state of Illinois, is grossly underutilized, but yet they won't bring in and populate it with federal prisoners unless the Gitmo detainees are forced to come.
Now, here's what I don't understand. The prison was built in 2001, cost about $140 million. We've got overcrowded facilities in Illinois. How is it that this facility has not been used at all for, 8 years?
Well, the argument is that there's never been enough money to operate it. It probably costs $50 to $80 million a year to operate it, so it's sat there idle. But we met with high-level officials from the Bureau of Prisons and Department of Defense yesterday, and the Bureau of Prisons is greatly interested in this facility as a standalone prison for federal prisoners, because the Bureau of Prisons is 37% overmaxed in terms of capacity. So our goal is to try to convince the governor, the senator, and the president of the high security risk. You know, I'm a senior member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. I serve on the subcommittee on terrorism, nonproliferation, and trade. In fact, I was just in Northern Africa in June, seeing the swath of Al-Qaeda in Algeria. Al-Qaeda is everywhere. Cells are everywhere. Every major country, including the United States, and I cannot in good conscience allow Al-Qaeda and Taliban types of people to come to Northwest Illinois to serve as a magnet to bring the terrorists from around the world and transfer their hatred from Gitmo Bay to Thompson, Illinois Correctional Facility.
Don Manzullo, the U.S. representative whose district includes Thompson, Illinois, in the northwest part of the state. And by the way, we should point out it is Thompson. It's not named after the governor. It's Thomson.
That's correct.
Illinois. Thanks, Congressman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.